a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Kenneth Sewell, ADC number 209412. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Sewell is 45 years old, currently serving a 17-year prison sentence for molestation of a child, a Class 2 felony, and a dangerous crime against children. He was approximately 28 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle in 2001. He pled guilty and was sentenced on September 6, 2006. He's asking for time served. He has a sentence end date of April 16, 2022, with a lifetime probation term for an additional count of sexual abuse. Should commutation be granted, his release from prison will be immediate. I will read a summary of the offense in question. On April 15, 2005, police were notified by Child Protective Services that 10-year-old Alyssa Slade had been molested by her stepfather, Kenneth Sewell. CPS had been notified about the molestation the day before by the victim's mother, that is, the defendant's wife, Rachel Sewell. She had been notified about the molestation by her bishop after he had admitted to him what he had been doing to Alyssa. She confronted the defendant about it and admitted that he'd been touching her inappropriately since she was 6 years old. Rachel reported that the defendant had been in counseling for 3 months due to being molested as a child by his uncle. She also felt that he had an issue with pornography and viewed him on movies and on the computer. On April 20, 2005, during a forensic interview, Alyssa stated that the defendant first molested her when she was 7 years old and that the last occurrence happened after her recent birthday in March of 2005. She stated that he had touched her vagina with his fingers and mouth and touched her chest with his hands. The purpose of Mr. Sewell's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he has taken responsibility for his crime, that he has received considerable programming in ADC, that he has completed the sexual offender training program, that he's been rehabilitated, and that he has the support of his faith community. He does have letters of support in his request for commutation packet. He has a limited history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections with his last ticket a minor on November 12, 2014 for noncompliance. Note, he does not have a prior criminal history. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Sewell's sentence was excessive, molestation of a child carries a presumptive sentence of 17 years, a minimum sentence of 10 years, and a maximum sentence of 24 years. Considering that he was given the presumptive for a heinous and deviant crime that traumatized his child victim, which is to say that he stated that he thinks he molested her at least 30 times. I do not find his sentence excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I just want to note for the record that he had two other counts in this same case, and he received lifetime probation for both of those other two counts.
Thank you. Ms. Rittenhouse, any further input? So then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Kenneth Sewell, ADC number 209412. Regarding this request for commutation, my motion is to not pass the phase two.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. This will conclude our hearing, and I want to thank my colleagues.